Hello and welcome to episode 22 of Shut Up and Listen. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. Episode 22. Just the way I like them.
What are you drinking on tonight?
I'll tell you what I'm drinking on. This is a Boulevard brew. It's called Boulevard Single Wide. I'll display the bottle for the viewers and the users and the watchers. Single Wide IPA. This one gets me reminiscing. As everyone knows, I was in Colorado last week, and the event I was attending, the Flatland Ski Association, was actually sponsored by Boulevard. So I drank a lot of Boulevard Single Wide IPA for free last week, and it's very tasty, yeah.
Did you have fun?
Let me tell you, that vacation was just in time. I had so much fun. Coming back to reality it just sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, even the first day on the job was just horrible. Like, oh, I need to retire and move up there.
Yeah. Plus, weed's legal.
It is. It is legal. Yeah, we stopped in one of those places, saw what they had to offer. Kind of overwhelming.
I bet. I was going to ask if you were just going to check one out.
Yeah, we talked to the guy and, asked a lot of questions, and then I asked him, do a lot of people come in here and ask a lot of questions? He says, oh yeah, there's a lot of out-of-staters, obviously, because it's basically a resort town. And so we have people come in, ask, we have to show them how to smoke the stuff, because people just come in with no experience and not knowing what they're looking for or getting into. And so it was pretty interesting. Looked like the guy who was talking to us was very very knowledgeable about his product.
Might have tested it out before he came in.
Yeah, he's thoroughly investigated it. But, I mean, they had like a 5-hour energy shot laced with THC or whatever it is.
Yeah, they have like incredible cupcakes. They have everything.
Cookies, brownies, gummy bears. Yeah, so it was very interesting. It was very, we decided probably, it'll probably be legal in Oklahoma before, you know, you could buy 6-point beer here or something. Yeah. I mean, to be honest. But it was fun. Snowboarding was a blast. It was very difficult. My bum is very sore. So everyone go ahead and make those jokes right now. Let's get them out of the way. and my left shoulder is sore. So, which makes number 9 very difficult. When the stranger's being called. So
yeah.
Not that I need to do that any. So
you have chicks to do that.
That's right. My harem. Speaking of chicks, one funny story from the trip. This is kind of a big competition, the Flatlands. And as you probably can guess by the name Flatlands, it's a group of ski clubs. They're all from states that are flat. Nebraska, Missouri, like Kansas City has a ski club. Columbia, Missouri was there. Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, Wichita, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So there's like a bunch of contests that we do. And skiing, they do, there's a course that's set up and they break it down into women and men's, and then different age groups. So one of the girls on our trip always competes closely with this girl from Nebraska. And so this year, her and her husband were like, hey, Brandon, why don't you take so-and-so out and just get her wasted the night before her race so that she loses? So long story short, we all actually went out, and she got hammered, and she lost her race the next day.
Awesome.
But literally, it was only by like 0.2 of a second. Maverick in the house tonight. He missed me, so he's been extra hyper lately. But yeah, I mean, my buddy felt so bad because he's like, I didn't think we'd actually do it. But I mean, it wasn't like she didn't show up or anything. It was a close race, but she lost. So good for me.
Yeah. All right. You want to go ahead and do Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, we can do that. Hey, no official jingle. I could sing the fake one if you want. But Jeffy did send me the questions, so I can read them in a fake announcer voice if everyone would like. Could put the vote to the studio audience. Whoa, I wasn't talking into my microphone there. Yes, Maverick has voted for the fake studio audience voice. He's being impatient, as he has been all week since I got back. All right. Dr. Jeff, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This one's a doozy. We're going to start it off with a tough one. Dr. Jeff, how do you deal with the loss of a loved one from heartbroken?
Okay, heartbroken. This is what I do. Lots of alcohol and drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you help that out.
And possibly some Whitney Houston.
Or some Red Lobster.
Yeah, yeah. Whitney Houston's dead.
Her daughter might be, too.
Yeah, interesting.
Same way.
Yeah, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All right, question number 2. Dr. Jeff, I recently lost my job. Can I get one with your podcast? Signed, Mysterious. Ooh.
Are you a hot chick? If you're not, then no. If you have a good personality, then no. If your mom says you're cute, then no. If you have a wiener, then no. That's it.
Yeah, I figured Figured hot chick would be the deciding factor. Very good. All right, Dr. Jeff. There are people at my school getting delayed, drinking.
Dear ass sniffer, no one likes a narc or a suck up. Worry about yourself.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. Narcs get shot in the face. That didn't rhyme.
No, rhyming's for losers.
And poets.
And poets. And sometimes rappers. All right, here we go. Last and definitely not least, Dr. Jeff. I'm a Jewish man that's in the movie business. I'm tired of people saying I'm a stereotype. Signed, Jewish guy.
Dear Jew, first of all, suck it up. Second, you're a Jew in the movie business, so you are a stereotype. Stereotypes are told because a lot of them are true. I bet you have a big nose and are good with money. Can you do my taxes for me?
That's funny. Very well, very well said. Had some serious questions today. Wow.
Yeah.
What, have you done your taxes yet?
No.
I haven't either.
I'm waiting for this Jew.
Yeah, I haven't even got my W-2, but I've got, you can see the papers are from tax stuff. It's like, I've got everything together. I just need that one thing.
So, I forgot my word association.
Yeah, we'll do that next time.
Okay. But, I do have a gay text to Cornell.
No way.
Oh, and it's good.
It's been a while since we've done that. Yeah. Maverick is very needy tonight.
Okay, this is what I text Cornell. Want to stab each other in the butt with spoons? This is Cornell's response. You know what? No. No, I do not want to do that. Like, even a little bit. My response, party pooper. His response, exactly. I want my pooper to stay exactly as it is. Me, you're such a gay. Cornell, if not wanting to have butt sex or butt play with other men makes me gay, then I'm the king of gays. Me, all I got out of that was you're the king of gays. Cornell figures, to be fair, I have no desire to play with women either. That's where poo comes from.
I think he secretly wants to.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I could tell in the tone of his voice when he was saying those things. I could hear him. He said yes.
He did.
It was very coded yes.
The funny thing was I totally used a fork instead.
Oh, no. At least it wasn't a spork.
Yeah.
Then you'd be gay.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Okay, I've got a new thing I want to do real quick. Or do you have something?
Oh, no, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. You told me about it. Well, you mentioned it.
Did I tell you what it was?
No, you did not. I've been excited.
Okay.
Extremely.
Have you ever seen, like, romance novels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How they say, like, throbbing member?
And, yeah, sword and sheath.
I wrote my own.
Oh, this is awesome. Hold on. I may need to cover my my region just in case I get too excited from this.
You might.
Especially since I'm only in my American flag thong and velvet robe.
I've got six of them.
Oh, man. One for every half inch.
Yep. His loins were pulsating and on fire for the wet, warm, and squishy pink taco of the lady in red. Either that or it's an STD he got when he banged the crack whore hookers 3 nights ago in a Burger King stall in the men's room. It was a Burger King because that place has gross food and the employees look like they have to take a piss test and call their PO when their shift is over. Or they are Mexicans that can barely speak English.
Nice. I really like how that took a turn.
Indeed. All right, here's another one. Pink nipples were stiff and areolas were shaking as she reached for his bulging manhood. As soon as she touched it, he left, leaving her disappointed and having to use the dildo again.
Yeah.
As she reached for his throbbing member, a girly moan left his mouth. She thought, what the fuck? But kept going anyways. So she grabbed it and gently started to caress his balls. She was about to put his pee-pee in her mouth when he farted and ruined the moment.
I think they did it from the 50 Shades of Grey movie coming up. Fantastic. No. I don't know if I can take it.
As they kissed with the passion of a thousand suns and hearts beating as fast as Mexicans running from the border patrol, she grabs his link sausage and starts licking it like it's ice cream melting on a summer's day. She looked in his eyes and said, "Do me in the brown eye." when my first cousin on my mom's side did it, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
So we did.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, now there's two more.
Even better. Bonus.
As his pickle was brought out of his yoga pants, she noticed that he tilted to the left. She wondered why it looked like that as he started to finger fuck her moist clitoris like he had a robot hand. As she was about to climax, her dad came into the room and asked if he could watch. It was fucking weird, but she realized later that her video with pickle dick was all over porn sites and her dad was driving a new Dodge Charger.
I believe that's a true story. I think I saw that video.
Okay, here's the last one.
Ready.
As the two were glistening with sweat and making sounds that could break glass, he thought about suckling on her right teat, like a vacuum at the car wash. Then he penetrated her with his erection. As she screamed his name, he started to climax. He shot out his love juice in tissue, because he was really fantasizing about a chick while stroking the ham bone. The tissue got pregnant, but instead of being a real man, he flushed her and the kids down the toilet.
Heck yeah. I ain't paying child support to that tissue. Oh, sorry. No, that wasn't me. Those are fantastic. I think you have a future in writing stuff like that.
Some of them were funny. Some of them were okay.
Some of them, I think they were all funny. But a couple of them were just hilarious. Throbbing member. Speaking of throbbing members, do you have any grind my gears?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you?
I have some. I just have one all-encompassing grind my gear. And then, not all-encompassing, but just one.
Okay, go for it.
Work lately. I mean, it's just been upset. I mean, I know I just got back from a trip, and that first day back always sucked. But it's just, I mean, we're thinking about starting a coup and just have a mutiny, because it's just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, for example, you know, today was chilly. It started out really cold. And tomorrow it's supposed to be pretty nice, you know? So me and a coworker were like, tomorrow's going to be amazing. We should ride our motorcycles to work. And our boss was like, nope. Like, who are you to tell me what I can and cannot drive to work?
Yeah.
But that's just how it's been for a while now. It's like, unless you're going to pay me to drive my truck, then I can drive whatever I want.
Exactly.
It's just, it's little things like that. It's just annoying. So, yeah, I could probably do an entire episode about, you know, work and how bad it sucks lately. So,
does Joe listen to our podcast?
He does when we work together, and I'll play it. So, but instead of complaining, I want to take a drink of this IPA.
And I'll go with mine. And I've probably said some of these before, but whatever.
I've also got some nuts, and I'm probably going to eat. I'm going to eat some nuts on the podcast.
Go for it.
Wouldn't be the first time.
France, losing, Sharts, Pinocchio, ticket prices for concerts, events, or traffic violations, the end of football season, the bottom portion of my right testicle, Retard Math, Garfunkel, home fitness commercials, dehydration, the xylophone, tornadoes, tomatoes, camel toes, leeches, crowded beaches, wind, inkless pen, yin. Clowns, Marco Polo, Hope Solo, Polio, Dumb Phrases, Chinese Comedy, Economy, Lobotomy, Pop-Up on Websites, Termites, Dykes, Sprites, Kites, Traffic Lights, Heights, Baboons, Monsoons, Diego, Fleas, Peas, Black Keys, Hyperextended Knees, Dick Cheney, Pro Bowl, Slam Dunk Contest, How Domino's Changed Its Name from Domino's Pizza to Domino's, We Still Know You're Gross as Fuck. And finally, the phrase stinky pinky, because who finger fucks a chick with their pinky?
No joke. Yeah. I don't know. Someone. Ask around. Maybe that could be our listener challenge for this week.
Yeah.
Also, you said Marco Polo. Do you mean like the game or the actual explorer?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I've only got a couple lubes. The first one, obviously, is Biebs.
Yeah.
The second one is the band Queen. They're just, I forget how good they are and how diverse their music is. Wow, just amazing.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
We had to listen to them a little today. Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
We also listened to them, and the homeowner actually complimented us on our music choice, which is great. Also, there's a guy on the ski trip. Had a snowboard that said Hall & Oates, but it said Hauling as in hauling, oats as in, you know, bread or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was hilarious. Another thing, what was it? I just lost my train of thought. I've completely forgot. These nuts are really good. These are some of the best nuts I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah.
So
which... I
I have to do the seal open letter. We've been putting it off.
I know. We got to clear the clipboard.
All right, here we go. Seal. What the hell happened to your face? Did bits of acid fall on it? Is it a religious or cultural thing? Your music sucks ass. The type of people that like your music are the same type that get their dicks or vaginas stuck in the zipper of their jeans or have a difficult time tying shoes. You would scare the predator. You look like Freddy Krueger and Samuel L. Jackson had a bastard love child. The biggest question I have is how you married Heidi Klum. Did you tell her you had a great personality or lie how your face got like that? I can imagine you telling her the lie now. I was in the ocean fighting off 10 sharks where they were biting my face, but they didn't eat the baby dolphins. Ugly ass. I heard two hyenas fucking that sounded better than your music. You could sneak up on a ninja at night. This is Jeff signing off with go fuck yourself. Go back to the dungeon where you came from, bitch.
Nice. Also, deja vu.
Hey, joke.
You know what the problem with his fake story is, though? No one would ever believe he was swimming in the ocean.
That's true.
There's no way.
All right. Before.
Nice.
I've got one more. That's all I got.
Yeah, Maverick's about done with this place.
Okay. This is about Mariah Carey.
Oh, man. Goodness.
Mariah Carey, you dumb bitch. Remember Glitter? Yeah, no one else does either. It's pretty bad when your ex-husband is more relevant than you. You actually used to have talent. Now your voice is shit from popping pills and sucking penis. You're the type of chick that dudes fuck and never call back because you're right up there with most annoying woman with Oprah. Speaking of being female, you look like a monkey and donkey had butt sex and you're the result. The only comeback you should make is for retirement because it looks like a social security check is a year or two away. If you fell off a cliff and a rock fell on you like Wile E. Coyote, I would keep the rock as a memento and treat it like it's my firstborn child. Everyone knows you're dumb by looking at you. You walk around looking like you have lived a life with a concussion every day. Mouth hanging open, glazed eyes, and talking to yourself because no one else understands what the hell you're talking about. You took an IQ test against a retarded ostrich that had a humping problem named Felipe, and he scored higher than you. This is Jeff signing off with a please stop and go fuck yourself hard.
Please stop. I think even if she made a sex tape, I don't know if I'd watch it. I might. Just.
It depends on who it's with.
Yeah, it depends on like...
If it's like with Emma Watson, hell yeah, I'll watch it.
Or if it's like Mariah Carey 15 years ago, if it's Mariah Carey 15 years ago and it just now is coming out, I might watch that. So.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Nice. I don't have a lot prepared just because I've been on that trip. I could sit and tell stories about that all night, but it would be a two-hour podcast.
Yeah.
So
I know it's been a while. Hopefully the people aren't... I mean, I'm sure they're waiting, but...
Oh, I'm sure they are. The millions of people out there.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, it was fun. Sucks coming back, but, hey, I guess we could have done a remote podcast. You could have come up to Colorado.
Yeah.
So...
Went to the dispensary.
Yeah, that's right.
Had me a weed lollipop.
Yeah. That would have made for an entirely different episode 22, I think.
Oh yeah.
But, oh well, would have been some good times.
Yes, sir. All right.
Also, I thought about you every time I went up the ski lift.
Oh, because I fell off.
Because you fell off.
Blame that on the weed.
Yeah. Well, now it's even worse up there. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, get spayed or neutered because we don't want any more retarded kids running around.
Yeah, that's true. There's plenty. And first of all, check the Facebook webpage.
Yep.
Like it. Tell everyone else to like it. Tell everyone else to listen. Download the episodes. And never, never forget that 90% of the hands you shake are being used for masturbation.
I want to add one thing.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to fuck a dude that rides a 10-speed.
That's true.
Unless it's a chick with a 10-speed.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be a dude. I don't know.
All right.
I confused myself.
Later.
See ya.